Or Philip Semple, PRXD Surgeon Care. Today's date is 07/22/2023. The patient is for Mr. Sergio Barrientos. Barrientos spells Barrientos. Sergio spells Sergio. Date of birth is 10/16/1962. This is a 60-year-old gentleman here with left shoulder pain, period. The patient said this has been going on for a while. Says he work in construction and uses his shoulder for lots of over motion. Said he came in because now he's having difficulty abducting his shoulder, period. He described pain as sharp, rated pain 7/10, worse with motion and touch, period. Said pain is located in the region of the AC joint. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last, but no changes. Period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97%. Urinary blood pressure is 105/66. Pulse 76. Respiration 18. Temperature 95.3. Next paragraph. Left shoulder. Reduced abduction. Tenderness in the region of the AC joint and the lateral surface of his shoulder. Strength 5/5. No scapular winging. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Next paragraph, abdomen, none distended, no visible peristalsis, no guarding. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macula, papules, no vesicles or bulli. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, open parentheses except left shoulder, close parentheses with no discomfort. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert, oriented, time 3, cranial alert, 3/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is left shoulder pain. I suspect rotator cuff injury. Next assessment, hypertension. Next assessment, hypercholesterolemia. Next assessment, diabetes type 2, period. Next paragraph, procedure, trigger point injection. Procedure was explained to patients. He said he understands, he hasn't had it before, and it gave me verbal consent to proceed, period. Now, patient and I identified site, three sites he indicated by pointing. And these sites were marked with skin marker, period. Next paragraph, a concentration of sodium ethyl and lidocaine were prepared. The site was prepped with betadine and overwiped with alcohol. Next line, the sites that were marked and identified by patient were injected equally with sodium ethyl and lidocaine. After which site was massaged and patient was able to move to abduct his shoulder with less discomfort, period. Next paragraph, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, there were no complications. Next line, site was covered with using band-aids. Next line, next paragraph. Patient's medication were refilled as follows. Vitamin D, 50 milligrams, 50,000 units, 1 PO weekly for 90 days, number 30. Next medication, metformin, 850 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, lisinopril, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, simvastatin, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. He was given an opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. A finger stick was done clinically. Finger stick revealed sugar 202. Patient was offered labs in detail such as CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, vitamin D, TSH, T3, T4. He declined. He said he would return for these medications. He stated that he was not prepared to have eating it fast for those studies today, period. Next paragraph. He was given a requisition for a CT scan of his, correction, an MRI of his left shoulder. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.